Unit 2. Bakeries. Ronald was a master chef who decided to leave his corporate job and start up a company all on his own, though his old profession as the head chef was a lucrative. Lucrative. 1. He wanted a career with more independence. He decided not to open a restaurant, but to start a small pastry. Pastry. Shop in a small town in California. Ronald was sick and tired of getting pastries and desserts that were full of artificial. Artificial. Ingredients and from large chain companies. Though he was known for acting in prudence. Prudence. When it came to making big life decisions, this time Ronald was ready to take action swiftly. He rallied a group of employees and advisors and deployed. Deployed them into the town to find a suitable place to build his new shop. One of his workers, Sam, found an old building that was once used as a front office for a salvage. Salvage. Company. The exterior. Exterior. Of the building was in very poor shape, but it was located right at the corner of a busy intersection and had great access to parking. He purchased the building, much to the bewilderment. Bewilderment of the community, for they did not think a bakery in their town would survive very long at all. It turned out that the building was infested with pests that threatened to compromise Ronald's dream. He called in a team to use various insecticides. Insecticides. To ensure all the pests would be eliminated before opening day. His one condition was that the chemicals used were non-toxic. Non-toxic. Since he did not want any of his ingredients to be contaminated. When he caught one of the exterminators using a toxic compound, Ronald demanded restitution. Restitution. By asking for half off his bill for decontamination, they gave it to him without question. Within the first month of business, the bakery had such a large impact. Impact. On the community that sales went through the roof. Ronald could barely keep up with the demand for his delicious pastries, cakes, and muffins. The shop baked a profusion. Profusion. Of goods that even Ronald never expected to be needed in his wildest dreams. It appeared that the town's voracious. Voracious. Taste for desserts was underestimated all along. Ronald became a staple in the community, and his shop was even on the ballot. Ballot for the best bakery in the USA.